to provide additional responses on behalf of the government of Sierra Leone. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Minister. Madam Vice President, for want of time, I will only provide insights and responses to two issues raised by some delegations. On health or COVID-19 response, Madam Vice President, aside from the legal issues on COVID-19, which the Learned Attorney General has addressed, our government's response to the socio-economic impact of COVID-19 pandemic has been well received. Anchored on COVID-19 health preparedness and response plan to save lives and a quick action economic response program to save livelihoods, the government of Sierra Leone provided the requisite medical equipment and support to the health sector to respond adequately to the pandemic. Social protection programs with cash transfers and life insurance policies were extended to beneficiaries in formal and informal business sectors. Support was also provided to households with vulnerable persons, including those with disabilities. Our response to the COVID-19 pandemic was informed by the lessons we learned from the Ebola crisis by developing and implementing a comprehensive program to effectively deal with the scourge. The Ministry of Health and Sanitation and its partners have developed and are implementing relevant health policy documents to strengthen our emergency and health responses. The results from these measures indicated positive outcomes between 2008 and 2017. The infant mortality rate dropped from 89 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2008 to 56 deaths in 2017. And under five mortality rates dropped from 140 to 94 deaths during the same period. We acknowledge the enormous challenges facing the health sector. The government and its development partners will continue to take steps in improving this sector. Madam Vice President, in August 2017, our government received the UN Special Rapporteur on the implications for human rights of the environmentally sound management and disposal of hazardous substances and waste to monitor and assess steps the government has taken to protect the human rights associated with the management of hazardous substances and waste. The rapporteur visited and reviewed the operations of large multinational agricultural investment company in the south and eastern part of Sierra Leone. With a view to addressing the outcome of the visit, our government expedited efforts and adopted the National Land Policy. This policy represents a strong commitment to improve the governance of land tenure system in Sierra Leone. The new National Land Policy is designed to safeguard land tenure rights, ensure equal access to land, and protect the rights of all citizens without discrimination. Following reports of persistent land disputes in the Western area, the new minister immediately put a moratorium on the allocation and sale of state land for private use and established a complete committee composed of eminent Sierra Leoneans, including members of the civil society, to receive and investigate complaints from persons who feel disadvantaged in land allocation between April 2018 and January 2021. The findings of the committee will be presented to the government for appropriate action. This concludes our response to the questions and comments from various delegations, and I now yield the floor to you, Madam Vice President.